Iraqis continue to visit Bin Laden in his new home in Afghanistan. George Tenet's analysts had spent a year and a half of torturous investigation, torturous analysis, to see if there were ties between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. They found none.
Our conservative estimate is that Iraq today has a stockpile of between 100 and 500 tons of chemical weapons agents.
So the Secretary of State is telling us that our conservative estimate is that Iraq possesses between 100 and 500 tons of chemical weapons agent, enough to fill 16,000 warheads on the battlefield. Where are they? What happened to them? Where are they? What happened to them?
Iraqi denials of supporting terrorism take their place alongside the other Iraqi denials of weapons of mass destruction. It is all a web of lies.
It was a masterful performance, but none of it was true. Where are all these weapons? Where is all this VX? Where is all the anthrax? Where are all these weapons?
Where are all these weapons?
Where are all these weapons?
It is all a web of lies. Web of lies. Lies. Lies.
The reality is that between the original UNSCOM inspection and the UNMOVIC inspection, you destroyed, with those inspections, 90 to probably 95% of the Iraqi arsenal. The first Gulf War destroyed almost nothing. And, you know, post-war U.S. battle damage assessment confirmed this.
By 1998, at the latest, those inspectors had discovered most of the weapons of mass destruction and the Iraqi programs at that point were essentially at an end.
The inspection regime worked. It was the most intrusive inspection regime in history, and it worked. And at the end of the day, that's another reason why we went to war for nothing.
I still thought that 3.5 months for new inspections was a rather short time before Gulag Day. And especially when we now see that they say, the U.S. government is saying that, look, you have to have the patience, you know, these things take time.
It is not like a treasure hunt where you just run around looking everywhere hoping you find something. I just don't think that's going to happen. Inspectors didn't find anything, and I doubt that we will.
The area in the south and the west and the north that coalition forces control is substantial. It just happens not to be the area where weapons of mass destruction were dispersed. We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north somewhat.
So I don't think it's patriotic to stand by and remain silent while your country stumbles into disaster.
We know what a disarmed country looks like, and Iraq is doesn't look like that.